Monday, March 12, 2018, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting.
I'm on a time frame here. Okay, let's call the Board of Commissioners to order. We'll stand and say the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the wall. West wall near the entrance of the county boardroom is available for review of all citizens in attendance. Joan, will you call roll, please?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin is absent. Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, Kevin, I'll make a motion to excuse Kevin. Okay, got a motion by myself, a second by Tony. You call roll, please.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin is not here. Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, consent agenda items. We got the A, we got approval of the previous minutes from February 26th of 2018. Payroll claims. I went through everything. Everything is in order. So I just need a motion to approve the consent agenda items.
So moved. Approve the consent agenda.
Okay, we got a motion by Tony.
Second.
Second by Bill. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, there's no new business, which is pretty awesome. First time I think I've ever seen that.
I don't remember. It's been a long time since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to move on to miscellaneous. We're going to go right to Fred Kellogg, the highway superintendent with the road report. Fred, welcome.
Welcome.
It's always good to see you.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, I bet you.
You. February 25th to March 10th, 157 hours of road maintenance. Overtime, 40 hours. Snow removal, 288. Gravel haul, 1,735 tons. Signs and barricading, 2 hours. Roads concerns, grading, L Avenue, Lake Huana, Knox Boulevard. Gravel, L Avenue, Lake Huana, Freedom Drive, Bennett Avenue. It's that new part that comes off of Freedom Drive. Snow removal, we had snow events, so we had a few complaints there. Just Oakdale, Wheel Creek, 210th, Pierce, and Blyburg.
Okay, well, the ground's getting soft, isn't it?
Yes.
Pretty soft.
Frost ain't completely out yet, so it'll be a little bit yet.
It's more to come, right?
Well, yeah, there's going to be more to come, I'm sure. Yeah, that's the inevitable. It's going to happen. And I suppose it all depends how fast it warms up, I would think. You know, how the boils and the roads do as well. So
rain.
Yeah, rain. There's so many variables. Yeah, Mother Nature can really kick us. But okay, any questions for Fred on any of that? I think...
No, thank you, Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
Serving as the AL Avenue.
Okay, we're going to move on to B. Sheriff Kleinberg, jail report. Sheriff, welcome.
Good afternoon, folks.
Long time I didn't see you.
I know you saluted me.
Because I haven't seen you for so long.
You got a flag on.
Yeah, you got a flag on. Anyway, let's get busy.
So anyway, first of all, as far as the jail report, so this is as of March 12th. We're pretty much averaging fiscal calendar year, about 89 inmates, anywhere from 84 to 89 inmates. The juveniles really went down, and that's, gosh, we're like barely any. We didn't even have one full juvenile in those times.
Last month we had a few.
Well, I know, but it comes back.
We paid, meaning?
On average. Across, that's expensive.
Were we doing $150 bucks a day?
So that's like $240 bucks a day. Well, it's not cheap.
Well, I know it was like a $70,000 bill is what it was. Last month.
Was that just for housing? That wasn't just for housing. That was probably for other services, I suppose.
Well, I think it's $150. I think there was five of them, if I remember right. When I went to the claims, there was five, and there was...
They usually bill when they are released.
But anyways.
So anyways, the federal income's come up a little bit. So for the... I'm just going fiscal. So fiscal marshals is 111,000. ISIS came up 61,000. That's from that just February was 8,000. And so federal 173,032 just fiscally from federal income. So that's came up quite a bit. And also our county contracts. We're getting a lot more county inmates. I think we got probably 10 or 11 in there right now. So that's up to 52,000 just for the fiscal year so far, which is a plus. That's came up quite a bit. So our average in about 65, 59 a day for the cost of our inmates per inmate. We're still 1% under budget for the fiscal year. And yeah, we spent a little bit less on budgets. We've cut out overtime, and sometimes that doesn't always work, especially after Saturday. Total for us, Dakota City, or Sheriff's Office, 51 arrested, South Sioux 34, NSP 2, and Feds 20, other 8, one homeless. I don't know how that got in there.
What, the new jail south of us, how many beds do they have? Do you know?
I'm pretty sure that was a 30-bed jail.
Is it?
Thurston, are you talking
yes.
about?
Yes. I haven't been down there yet. I know they're not open yet, but I hope we don't lose. I'm pretty sure we'll keep the customers we got.
That's my question. That's where I was leading.
Yeah, it's a lot closer for Boyum to go there. But he's been bringing them up here for some reason.
Who's that? Which county?
Brad. That's Cumming County. So we always, in Thurston County, we always contracted with him, and I think he had a couple of problems with that old jail. So he started bringing them up here. I know we're keeping his felons, but that might change after they get the jail finally opened up. And I don't know when Shelley's planning on moving.
They had an open house the other day, I think. We were invited, but I didn't make it.
Was it the other day?
Yeah, well, it was a couple Fridays ago.
Yeah.
Was it? Okay.
So they should be right around the corner to open it up. I don't imagine we're going to...
It's not a competition, you know.
It might be a little bit, but no, I think it'll be a lot.
You're not too concerned about it.
The big news is now, understand, this 287G stuff has nothing to do with this. So when I talk about long-term ICE holding, I'm talking about more than 7 days will be hold already. And just in the fiscal year for ICE, it's up substantially, up to $8,000 just for February. So that's going to help us a lot. Now, when I talked to them, I sent Joan the requirements for long-term holding, and I'm going to tell you guys, there's no way we can afford it because I have to bring on full medical staff just to get past the inspector. Just to do that would break me. Mm-hmm. So I don't see us doing long-term. We would have had to have that thought out years ago if we were going to do that. The other side of that coin is, supposedly Congress is going to pass something that allows us just to move into a longer term hold in 7 days, and I'll know that in the next couple weeks. My contact with ICE says she'll know soon. So if that happens, then you can count on filling up the rest of our beds. With that being said, and after I told you about the BIA contract, and I told you why I didn't want to do that contract. Well, I'm changing my mind on that, and I think I'm going to go down and talk to them tomorrow, and I'll see if I can't sign that contract. And that'll make a big difference because that prevents them from driving all the way up to Lake Andes, and we get some of them customers. Now, there's pay issues, but it's no different with ICE than it is with Department of Interior. It's the federal government. So if one's going to screw you, the other one's going to too. But the only issue with my BIA is local warrants and releasing these folks with local warrants back. So when I said I wasn't going to do that, they stopped calling. So I think if I go down and talk to Jason, we might be able to work something out. And I'm going to go do that tomorrow. So hopefully I'll know by the next jail report if we get that contract, that should be a good one.
What would you think when you say a good one? What do you think that could bring in?
Well, I don't know their numbers specifically. I know they do a lot of, they're running up to Lake Andes every day. So they have a couple of guys set aside that they do nothing but transports for those.
But they're probably hauling them back, though, as well, too, right?
I don't know if they bring them back or not. They may, because they're taking them. I don't know how they do it.
Well, anyways, I'd just be curious to see, how that.
But I know, we could probably average, anywhere from 5 to 15 of these guys a month. So, that's a little more help. And our jail numbers went down enough. I don't mind bringing them all in here. So by the next year report, I should know. And the contract's already been written, and it's just sitting there. So if I can work something out with the local warrants that as not to piss off our local courts, then I'll do it.
Do you think that they won't go to Thurston County?
Thurston, we stopped housing for BIA back when before I was even sheriff down there. It was due to such a small jail, and we could house for the other counties. And the BIA, towards this time of year, man, they just dry up and they don't pay you. Yeah. And if you get into the next fiscal year with them, they'll pay you current. But to get rearages, when I left down there, they were still into us for $20,000-$30,000.
Mm-hmm.
Collecting the back pay is almost impossible. If I take a lawsuit, then where are you going to get? You're spend more on.
And attorneys.
So that's why I'm always kind of leery with government contracts. But yeah, this weekend we cost us some money. We had a leg go out of one of our four-aughts in the box. One of the big, heavy copper wires. The splice was either not tightened all the way when it was constructed, but over the years it degraded, and this Saturday morning it just blew. So we lost all of our power, our jail. We didn't have cameras, lights, we didn't have computers, and the jailers were having to use keys to get around in the jail, which there's only two of them, so it was bad, and it was down quite a bit. Finally got it up by about noon. And it wasn't until later on Sunday that we actually got the doors working and stuff. So,
who had to come in to fix that?
Well, Jesse came in the morning, and then he brought in Addison.
Addison.
And he traced it all down and found it in the junction box, and it just blew hard. It burnt the whole box out. So that's why RTI was calling. That's why I sent you that email this morning. If you guys had problems with your servers, because they took everything down. I don't know if any of you guys...
We did.
Good. So RTA got all back up and running again before this morning. But okay. That was scary because power wasn't out here. So I don't know. Just power's not out. Saturday there wasn't nothing going on.
Hmm.
But this was the line from the generator. So even if the generator did fire up, it wouldn't have done that.
Right.
But it's fixed.
Good.
And there goes my 1% in the budget I was.
Well, you probably know, 1% plus, probably.
At least out of the 30 federal inmates, that was $750,000 a year. It's huge. So hopefully you can get back to those numbers.
Well, I know that they've came up a little bit. We're housing, as of today, I think we got 10 or 11 of them in there.
Good.
So they came up a little bit. But a lot of the problems when the jail's full, now that they're realizing the jail's not as full as we were, yeah, we can take on more. So they're going to start bringing us some more.
Good deal.
But if we fill back up again, I got to...
You lose them, it's hard to get them back again. I know.
It is.
Yeah, they're going to go elsewhere. I mean, it's just...
Well, then once they get that habit, they don't come back.
Right,
well,
as I mean.
When they house, like, in for Woodbury County, and Drew's not, they're not going to do anything to mess that up. But they're right across the street from the courthouse.
Yeah, I know.
So they don't have to pay for transport. They got to pay two of us per contract to do those transports. And we do them. But then they got to pay. It's just like with ICE. When we transport down to Omaha, they pay for us to do that.
That's one.
Well, it's cheaper if they're right across the street.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Just makes sense.
And I don't think they worry too much about that, but still. No, it's just more convenient for them, I think.
Right.
Anyway.
All right. Good enough, Sheriff. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay, we're going to move on to Tiffany Hansen, that time of the quarter. Okay, hang on. We all got to take a deep breath here real quick.
I don't talk that fast.
What?
Okay, so we had our regular quarterly meeting for the Board of Health. The first order of business was budget was on track. We're at 48% for the 50% mark. We didn't really foresee any over expenses or anything like that. We'll lose one salary. Bonnie's going to retire the end of April, so we'll have a little bit of savings.
Are you going to replace her?
I'm hoping to, but not till July. I'm going to rework what that looks like, that position exactly, and try and see if I can weasel some money out of some other places in our grants, if I can rework the way that position works.
So you can't get along without her?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Just the way that it works, it just is at really like the helm of kind of scheduling, and so I feel like it, to try and rotate out other programs is just going to be nearly impossible. We're going to see how it goes.
Well, if you wait till January, maybe I can come down and maybe hang on.
That might be a possibility. We'll see, Scott.
All right.
You think you could do that? Answer the phones, do everything?
That's probably good.
Quality assurance, we just redid our evaluations, and so we have a new evaluator from the state for our grant programs, which are working out well. We did our semi-annual report at the meeting, so last quarter, which was last year, July to December, we had 616 kids vaccinated with just over 1,500 vaccinations and 45 adults, and we brought in just shy of $75,000 in grant returns from July to December. Grant updates are bioterrorism preparedness funds. We submitted second quarter reimbursements for around $10,000, and we're working, the federal government's rewriting how this grant functions, and so we're using a new reporting system, which is a little bit tedious and is causing Jen a few issues because and before they wanted us to be really vague in our planning, so we had a lot of leeway. Now they're kind of transitioning the other way, so she's having to rewrite all of our plans to incorporate more details again. So it's kind of creating some issues, but not too bad. Immunizations, we submitted fourth quarter reimbursements for around $7,000. They said to foresee probably some funding reductions over the next 2 years because CDC is getting some federal cuts. They don't foresee any of our vaccines being cut or anything, but they are going to try and limit the supplies, like our gloves and our needles and things like that. So we'll have to maybe try and rework where that's coming from and see if we can get it out of any of our other funding sources. West Nile, we submitted last and final reports for 2017. We get about $1,000 for all three reports, and we're gearing up to go back into West Nile season, which is going to start in April. Our minority health grant, we submitted second quarter reimbursements for just around $15,000. We redid all of our health education for the quarter, so we started our first round of health series, which was really good. We had about 11 people complete all six health education series over the course of about 3 months, and 80% had weight reduction and 90% had blood pressure control by the end, so that was really good. The state was happy with that. Radon grant, the health department has radon test kits for sale for $1. So if you need to get your houses tested, please do that.
So what are you going to do with that there? What's the people going to do? Just stop down here for $1?
Yep.
And you give them a kit?
Yep. Or they can stop at Extension. Extension also has them. They pay $1. They fill out a little form with their information because we have to follow up because it's a state grant. And then you take it home. We give you an instruction packet. You rip it open, hang it in the lowest level of your house. After 3 days, you send it in, and then you get the lab test back.
I've been doing a little reading on that, and they say that it's more common even in newer homes as much as it is in older homes.
Yep.
If that's true.
This area is really bad for it. This is quite impressive.
Yeah.
And it's the second leading cause of lung cancer in the United States, so definitely get tested if you don't. Health Hub, that's the grant that focuses on breast, cervical, and colorectal health. So. And so Natasha's been doing a lot of things around that. We're trying to get another grant funding right now that would possibly bring the mobile mammography bus up here. So we're hoping to secure some funding around that and be able to offer free mammograms. So that would be nice. We get about $1,500 a month reimbursement for that grant, depending on how many people we navigate to services. Surveillance, we have a contract with Northeast to do all their surveillance, so Natasha does all this. This is the CDC reportable diseases, so like your hepatitis, any of your stomach bugs that you get labs for, flu, LEDs, anything like that, that would be CDC reportable. She has to investigate, which has been working out really well. And then we elected a new board member, so Alma Villacana is going to be replacing Sherry on our Board of Health.
Replacing who?
Sherry Reifenrath. No. Erickson. Sorry, that was my fault. Sherry Erickson, who was on our board for a long time. Sherry resigned at our October meeting just due to overabundance of obligations. And so
I feel her pain.
Yeah.
Now, listen, so who's filling her?
Alma Villacana. She is the Tyson Outreach Coordinator, and she is taking Sherry's place as a public interest person on our board. So she'll come to the first meeting, which is going to be in April, is our next board meeting. Any questions, comments, concerns? You got your colonoscopy, Scott, now you're 50, right?
Oh, yeah, I got it done.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You.
You're welcome. I'll tell you later. Everything went well. That's the main
thing.
That's
great. That's good.
Getting there was not fun. But, yeah, once I was there, it was fine. All right?
It's a good thing to have done.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, sounds good. Any questions for... thank you. Keep up the good work. Listen,
yeah,
hey,
work.
And I don't care what you say. You talk very fast. I don't know what I talk about.
Did I still talk fast? I was trying to go slow.
No, you did good.
No, I mean, you did very well, but I'm just saying you're just...
I know that...
And it's like...
You say I talk fast.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nice job. Keep up the good work. Okay, hammer time.
You didn't have to go to that twice, that colon thing. Just once.
I didn't have to go two times?
He's got a weekly schedule.
Only if you knew. Okay, go ahead. So, anyways, we're going to do negotiations somewhere along the line. I know Marty... And Tony, I want to thank them both for stepping up to the table because they're going to be negotiating this year. Because obviously we know that Bill and I are not going to be around next year, so we think it's the right thing to do is to have those two do it. Well, we could die. It's possible. We're going to be around, but we're not going to be around.
I'll say that. You'll be around.
Okay. But anyways, so we just need to set up a time, and I think they got a game plan for you guys.
Okay.
Are you going to be a part of it then?
I am not going to be a part of it.
Who's going to be?
That's undetermined yet.
I see.
So as soon as I know. You want me to get a hold of Joan and get a date set up?
So undetermined. Can I ask a question? Is it a hard sell?
Yep.
Well, I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so. He's optimistic.
Okay.
Sounds good. We will see.
Yeah. We don't have to get into it now. Negotiation.
Right.
But the insurance is a question mark.
Sure.
Yeah. You know,
we talk about
but as far as trying to find any takers to come negotiate.
Oh, that's good.
That's what I meant. Is it a hard sell to your people that want to come and...
Yeah, everybody's got a mouth. They really want to speak. So,
well, yeah. I'm sure it'll all be fine. And like I said, the time... What are you guys thinking, Joan?
Well, we're meeting with the jail on April 9th, so it'll probably be the next meeting, the April...
23rd?
That'll be good.
At 2 o'clock?
Let's do that one.
Okay.
Dave, do you still want me to get a hold of you and let you know who they'll be negotiating with as soon as I know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we are planning on April
23rd.
2
o'clock.
Okay. Sounds good. I don't think we need to take any action on that. Just so I can read it instead of saying the hammer time, but on D, we're going to do Todd Hammer. You were here today for the sheriff's deputy's intent to negotiate the comprehensive master agreement between the county and Dakota County and the Fraternal Order of the Police, Dakota County Lodge number 49. And Tony Gomez and Marty Hohenstein will be here on the 23rd to meet with your people of April of 2018 to start negotiations.
You said 2 o'clock, right?
Yes.
Very good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Todd.
Right,
thank you, Doug. Have a good day.
Same to you.
Okay, Commissioner Committee reports. Any of them? Tony and I and Jasper, tomorrow we have to go to the LEC. I think that's, there's something else I have, but I can't, I got to say that every time there's something else, but I can't think of it.
Alzheimer's.
Huh?
Alzheimer's.
All right.
We had a safety committee meeting.
Very
well. I don't know, but I did miss part of it, but Tony was here, Joan was here.
Well, we talk about clamps and stuff like that. So,
are we good? Safety in the safety area?
I think so. Don't you, Joan?
We've got some new forms that Norma is asking us to complete, and if we successfully complete them and the offices cooperate, we should have a reduction in our premium price. So we're going to try to push that.
Okay. Other than that, everything is kosher?
Right along, yeah.
Okay, mail emergency business. I don't believe there's any of that. Is there any public comment? Now is the time. We got number 6, public comment. Anybody from the public want to say anything? Going once, going twice. Okay, we are adjourned. Our regular next meeting is going to be on March 26, 2018. And we are at 3:26. Thanks, everyone, for coming.
I'm missing loving lettuce.
Tell the guy back there with the